USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is leading an effort with 11 other current and incoming Republican senators to challenge the victory of President-elect Joe Biden when Congress gathers to count the Electoral College vote next week. Senator Cruz spoke at a campaign rally in Georgia today, just 3 days before the Senate runoffs.
The state of Georgia is poised to decide who controls the United States Senate. Whether it's Chuck Schumer or freedom-loving Americans who are going to fight for our constitutional liberties.
A record 3 million Georgia voters cast their ballots in early voting. Republican Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue face Democrats Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. Senator Perdue remains in quarantine after a staffer tested positive for coronavirus. President Trump and President-elect Biden have scheduled rallies in the Peach State on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Several countries are increasing restrictions due to a second wave of COVID-19 and new strains of coronavirus that have hit nearly three dozen countries so far. New South Wales has extended a lockdown in the Australian state. Tasmania has banned visitors from parts of Victoria. Zimbabwe has extended a nationwide curfew, banned public gatherings, and closed non-essential businesses for 1 month. Government leaders in Tokyo are considering declaring a new state of emergency. Thailand health authorities are recommending tougher restrictions in 28 provinces, including the capital of Bangkok. The Philippines is banning travelers who have been in the U.S. from entering starting Sunday. Four college football bowl games on tap for this Saturday, and it went down to the wire in the Gator Bowl. Kentucky had a two-touchdown lead over number 23 NC State at halftime, and the Wildcats hang on for a 23-21 win over the Wolfpack. Right now it's the Outback Bowl, and coming up later, the Fiesta Bowl. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A Disney legend has passed away.
The man known as Mr. Disneyland, Ron Dominguez, passing away New Year's Day. Dominguez's family lived on the land Walt Disney bought in 1954 to build the theme park. Dominguez was hired as a ticket taker the following year at the age of 20. He rose through the ranks to eventually become, in 1990, Executive Vice President, Walt Disney Attractions West Coast. He retired 4 years later after 39 years with the company. He was named a Disney legend in 2000. Dominguez was 85. The Disneyland Alumni Club says he's survived by his wife of over 40 years.
That's USA Radio's Mike Fortier reporting. 2020, it was not a good year for the airlines.
U.S. airlines are likely to top $35 billion in losses for 2020 due to the pandemic. According to FactSet, net losses are expected to run that high as major carriers cut routes and parked hundreds of jets. The COVID-19 pandemic ended a decade of profits for the industry as travel demand plunged. Analysts say the good news is that air travel is starting to rebound with TSA screenings of about 1 million people a day around the holidays. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hope you're ready for a show tonight. The quadranted meteor shower peaks tonight. You could see bright, colorful blasts of light dozens of times an hour. It's the final meteor shower of the season, and NASA calls it one of the best. The quadrantids were first seen in 1825 and originate from the small asteroid 1003 EH1. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.